Niggas will fight tooth and nail to defend the ugly chick with the fat ass.
Yeah. I have a theory with these hoes, right? These house hoes.
They're all good, daily. Ababuga, it porn too much.
Sensational.
You don't ask for pussy from a bad bitch. You get pussy from a bad bitch. Like, I know street level hoes, not like Dubai level hoes. I don't know those type of hoes. I just know street level hoes. You know, like, you know,
yes,
like, I'd be so friendly with them to the point where they'd
bro,
share the game.
I don't think Kane
right?
picked that up. When you said escorts, I think he's thinking about the Viennas, bro.
Because
that's what the fuck. No.
They can take a whole 36 pack if they can.
Yo! Sensational!
Hey, boo!
Sensational.
Yo!
Hey, boo! The Let Me Mansplain podcast.
Hello.
Hi, Banu.
But it is what it is, though. But it's actually before
man, the CIA, man. The CIA is playing around, bro.
Right,
how many
cutting.
Times do we need to record this ism?
Now, what the nuts? We must stop the shit of recording on Zoom now. Like, it's been over a year. Looting didn't last for a whole fucking year. It's going to be a whole year now. Looting didn't last that long.
Facts. It's actually been 6 months, bro. Cut us some slack.
What's like, nigga? 6 months is actually a long ass time. We only did that one joint episode where Nusodazi jumped in, and then after that, which is zoom.
We did zoom.
Like work for master.
Oh, zoom. It's like so speeds. But anyway, man.
Zone.
Oh shit! My bad. All right, bro. Once again. The world's most sensational podcast being it. And the world's most sensational hosts being us. And the world's most sensational listeners being you. With yours truly, Mr. Fear Bavaria, the bringer of truth, the drop of ism. Let's get it, man. Let's get it. Let's go.
This is Wesley Sniper, a shooter from a distance like Roberto Carlos.
Okay, no, I can't let my guys as I'm cooking my leg. Stand in the gang cabin, in the bank, I'm popping blast. I'm pissing in the gang. Let me mansplain the slah.
And as you heard, this is the Let Me Mansplain podcast where everything. Yes, I mean everything. Oh, if you want to fill it, you can fill it. Come on,
Kane, matter.
Fill in.
It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter.
Now, where everything goes, just as long as you can mansplain it, let's go. Bro,
hold on, dude. When you started your intro, when you said you, the viewer, you, the listener, us, the host, you sound like Nardwa. It's like, you are Fear Bavaria. You are the listeners. You are a I am a black man living in South Africa. Jay-Z. Remember when Jay-Z's like, I'm a black man living in America. Jay-Z is like, oh, I thought you meant. All right, bro. But anyway.
Anywho. Yeah, man. Speaking of hip hop, dude. I had this week, man.
Listen.
I was reinvigorated.
Oh my gosh. No, bro. I wanna baptize this like the proper way. I actually wanna quote the man himself, January 28th. King! I think man's J. Cole turned 27. I think 37, my bad.
27.
My bad. But I wanna intro this segment in his words. Cole World, the new neck king. If I ain't the illest nigga, I'm his new vaccine. Really more like poison when it's new jack swing. And my bed is like a dick of cards, two black queens. Come on, man.
Sensational.
Sensational.
That was really a cure, bruh. Listen, bruh, I was in the office, dog. I'm just, you know, trying to find something to listen to while I carry on doing what I'm doing. And then I go on Twitter and I see Cole is trending. I low-key forgot it was his birthday. I don't care. It's not really like a nigga that I know. And then I'm like, all right, okay, cool. I just go into the trending thing. I'm like, Benny the Butcher and J. Cole. I was like, say less. I was like, say less. Went to Apple Music straight. I hear Benny rap. I'm like, aight. When Cole comes in, niggas, oh my gosh. I swear. When I heard that bar, when
he's like a fucking prayer.
Dude, it was a scripture. It was your prayer. When I heard the bar, when he said something to the extent of,
I'm probably gonna go to hell if Jesus asked for a feature.
I almost jumped out of my chair, nigga. I was like,
bruh.
I was screaming when I heard that.
The one after that, it was like,
collecting his bread and mass like he a Catholic preacher.
Ay, yeah.
Sensational.
Hey.
He destroyed that whole yeah. No, like, it's when his flow started, when he started attacking the flow, he's like, when he was doing that New York MC, you know, the New York MC flow, I was like, oh no, shit, this nigga's going off on his birthday.
The whole time I was listening to that shit, I'm like, renegade.
It kind of proves what I keep saying to Bavaria about Benny the Butcher. Benny the Butcher's dope, but he's rapping just to rap. Cole is giving us punchlines. You know what I'm saying? Like bar for
bar. Nah. I feel like, okay, can I be honest with what you just said? I feel like Benny the Butcher's I'll compare him to someone, Pusha T. Listen. I'm not done with my observation yet. Giti Mina. In the sense of, not everyone wants to listen to that dope rap, that slinging rap. No one wants to listen. Not a lot of people want to listen to that shit. But I want to listen to that shit. Why? Because he's making it glamorous. I feel like he makes... what's his name? Benny. Benny makes his part or whatever, that thuggish thing that he does, that thuggish look from Buffalo. He makes it look so good that you want to listen to him.
Listen, can I just stop you there? Hold on. Can I stop you there because you're going off? I'm not talking about the style or whatever. I'm talking about the lyricism straight. I'm talking about lyrics straight. I'm talking about going bar for bar. Man's the whole verse together. I understand what he's saying. I can understand. But I'm talking about bar for bar. That's literally what I said. I'm like, that's what I'm saying. When Cole came in with the jabs, even with the honest drawings, timeless with Weezy and Big Sean. Weezy came in, I do this for my young. I got something with those guns. I shoot you with each one. Weezy come with bars. Yes, you can tell a story, but come with your bars too. Like, you know, punch us. You know, how many punches are you going to throw? Or are you just going to go for the body? You know, have a couple headshots too. That's all I want from Benny the Butcher. That's the same thing I want from Dave East too. Like, do you guys hear what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like they give you that already, but it has to give it to you in a different way, bro.
No, I hear
like with Pusha T. Pusha T is a very good example.
No,
why?
He's
because
not anywhere
you have to be
there.
Very smart. Pusha T
gives
to
us
very
that
witty
shit.
To listen to Pusha T.
Okay, wait, pause there. You have to be very intelligent to listen to Pusha T. You don't have to be that intelligent to listen to Dave East and Benny the Butcher. You don't. Pusha T's a bars, bro. He has double and triple entendres, bro. You have to analyze this shit. That's not like Benny and Dave. Benny and Dave are rapping from like just a plain rapping ability. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel as if they're sitting and thinking, Yazin, if I put this punchline, it's gonna hit everyone heavy. That's what I'm thinking.
You know,
like, okay, I'm rapping because I can rap.
To me, this is where I disagree with you. I think Benny is more bland in terms of the delivery, the style, double entendres.
Yes.
But to me, the people who are going to resonate with Benny the most are the people who've been through that shit. Because every time I watch a Benny video and listen to him and I look at the comments, it's the niggas who've been on road and been doing this shit. They rate it. So he's making something for the experience of them, obviously as a package of rap or as a product of hip hop, bro. J. Cole and those niggas far outweigh Benny. But even within Griselda, bro, Conway is obviously the man who's holding the torch. But the style and the flavor. Yeah,
but that's what
Benny
I'm talking. No, but that's what I'm
Dave
talking about.
East, on the other hand, I can't take that for
No, but that's what I'm talking about. I'm saying, let's see, the lyrics. I don't care about who relates to their fucking music.
Busy, bro.
I don't care who can.
Too busy.
I don't care who relates to their music, who came up in that same life. I'm talking about the lyricism only. I'm talking about the lyrics straight.
But you can't say that you don't care about their relate. No, listen, you can't say you don't care about the, because someone is going to say, yes, I relate to that music,
bro.
And I get it the way that you say you want to get it, or the way that you want to see, you say you want to hear it. Someone's going to say, I hear it because I relate to it because I've been through the life and I get what they're saying. You understand?
So you might not get it. And here's another thing. Bavaria said it. Superstars are different from all these other rappers. They cater for everyone. Rappers are just rappers. Like with Benny, I feel like you're right when you say Benny's just a rapper. You're right there. I don't disagree with that. But they're so good at what they do that you can't compare them to other guys. You understand? But
listen,
these superstars always are gonna wash them. Why? Because they can do anything. Literally, you can take J. Cole. He's shown us. You can take J. Cole, put him on a trap beat. Take J. Cole, go put him on a beat with 21 Savage. Go take J. Cole anyway. He'll get in there. He's a chameleon. He'll do his thing. Facts. You understand?
Listen, yeah, I hear what you guys are saying, but you guys are thinking too deeply with this thing. I'm just talking about, I keep saying this, I'm talking about lyricism straight. When I say I don't care about who relates to it or not, the relatability and understanding the lyrics is different from someone giving you bar heavy punchline after punchline. Someone like, you see, I can pull in someone like Vince Staples. Vince Staples can rap. Sometimes you're just going to sit and listen to Vince and he's going to give you the good ass rap and it'll be a chill song. But then when you listen to him on Ride Out with Schoolboy Q, he came in with punchlines and it's still that gangster shit. It's still that shit that people can relate to, but it came with punchlines that we can feel with. Ooh, 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 okay. I understand that people relate to Benny. I don't have to relate to him. I'm not from that life, but I can hear his lyrics and I can understand who's K. Sure, that was a dope rap. Cause what he was saying was deep as shit. That's what I'm saying. I'm not discrediting his lyricism, but I'm just saying, we'll see, I want more punchlines. Niggas need to punch us a bit more. Yeah. That's what Big Sean
with that observation though.
But wait, hold on.
From
but
that
that's
observation
where,
though, it
that's where Big Sean falls short. He was tailored to be a superstar, but then now niggas are like, dial down on the punchlines and just give us that rap. You hear what I'm saying? It's like Big Sean is like the.
Now that's what I was about to say. That's what I was about to say. That if you're just wanting punchline after punchline, are you making it like it's making it as if Manja rap is just about that?
No, Pella, they have the flow and the ability. They already have the basis, the foundation down. Once they add that, they'll be flawless. It's like I'm not trying to equivalent anyone to Jay-Z, but when Jay-Z came with that Scorpion Bricks way before Aubrey's double disc 40 on my lap clap sounds like 40 did the mix. It wasn't too intelligent, but it was dope as shit. I want to hear those things too. Benny has those bars too. He does. I'm just saying, I want more of that.
Okay.
Yeah, bro. Like it's like our discussion about
you want like a Lil Wayne thing.
Yes,
Lil Wayne. A wheezy kind of thing.
Not heavy Lil Wayne, because Lil Wayne comes with the heavy punchlines and he will make it work. And you know him and Eminem do that really well. I'm just saying, let's see. Have that on and off switch like J. Cole does, because J. Cole can just rap just to rap. Like on For Your Eyes Only, he was rapping because he had a point to prove, he had a story to tell. You see what I'm saying? Because J. Cole can switch it on and off. But when it's time to switch it on, switch it the fuck on.
But here's my quibble though. I'm not talking about Benny the Butcher. I'm just talking about like all rappers in general. Like we have this thing where we're like, oh, I'd like to hear something from my favorite rapper. I'd like to hear this. Then you hear it and you're like, why did he experiment? Why did he go that way? You know what I'm saying? Why did he say that? Why did he even go that way? You know what I'm saying? So I feel like maybe sometimes artists don't want to be cautious, do it, keep it to what they think is their best abilities and that the people are going to fuck with.
And to Bavaria's points with Dave East, I like what he's doing now. He's having fun with it now. You see that joints with Dope Boy. He had many bars in it, but he sounded like he was having fun with it. And then a slam, hit from the and I had in the camp. He was having so much fun with it.
What would someone who's a Dave East fan though from day one say? What the fuck is this? Like someone who's not like into seeing their favorite artist progress or their favorite artist do something else, they're gonna be like, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? So
man,
that's the problem. That's the problem with going out of your comfort zone.
I'm just about
man, to my ambition like on a slammer, hit from a back after you look I ain't high in the camera.
And up that got us dancing. Like him and Dope were talking that shit. They were talking that shit. It's like we paid with Lil Baby and 4-2 Doug. That shit, they were talking that shit, but it was still a dope bob at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying niggas need to do bobs, but the lyricism needs to also, you know, sometimes be wavy. That's my beef.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
That's my beef with Kendrick.
You know what? You know what's my thing though. Let's just get back to the original track. John P's Caddy, right? To me, that was so refreshing, because anyone who's listened to this podcast for a decent amount of time knows that's what I want to hear, man. When it comes to hip hop, that's what I want to hear. Separate stuff. I'd put all these other niggas to another side. That's fine. But just give me this. Bro, this is such a... And to me, this idea that you cannot... It's hard to do this and make a hit at the same time. And I always say bullshit. That is the biggest
hit. Yeah, it is bullshit. Yeah.
Because to me, look at Migos, bro. Obviously, it's not going to be the boom, bap, bar for bar, whatever. But yeah, those niggas are spitting, bro. And they're killing
it. Migos today are spitting. Like, they're going crazy. It,
bro. It's true.
Bruv.
All three, yo, now. Like, no, all three. Bro. Did you see the freestyle?
Nah, bro, I haven't. I haven't.
Wow. LA Leakers, wait, go listen to that shit.
Okay,
I'll definitely. But my thing is that, bro, I'm sick and tired of this thing that you have to sound like you have a dick in your mouth and you've been high or fucking lean for you to get on, bro. I'm tired, bro. Always just leave us alone with this crap.
With a dick in your mouth.
High or lean, bro. Katel, yo.
I feel like, because even with Migos, they came in with that kind of music. Now they're doing their own shit. Remember when Cole said, when you get to the top, you get to do whatever the fuck you want. I feel like they're there now. They can just do whatever they want now. And they're showing us their real ability. I feel like QC, or let me not just say QC. Let me just say record labels do that to artists where they know what niche they're trying to attach themselves to, or what a crowd they're trying to attach themselves to. So they have their artists do some stupid things, feature some stupid artists, you know, some silly artists for a while, and then, silly, you know, artists, then let you do your own thing.
I did too have silly artists. Chicks who just talk about popping and that nigga's gonna buy me a Birkin. Oh my gosh, I can't stand hoes like that, bro. And there's so many good rappers. And then, you know, you know what the thing is? It kind of switches the conversation where it becomes less about what you're saying and it becomes more about the fact that there's a woman in here, or there's a nigga like this in here, or there's a nigga like that. Bro, it's like ability. It's ability. And also, like, more times than what you're saying about the record label, this is kind of a problem when you commodify an art form. Because if you think about it, it stops to become an art form. It ceases to become an art form, and it begins to become a product. And what does every businessman want to happen to his product? He wants to sell as many units of the product while making sure the unit cost to make that product is as cheap as possible and as easy
as possible
to replicate as possible. So right now, all they're doing is that they have a marketing team that says, okay, this word is popping, use this word. This sound is popping, use this sound. This is happening, do this. And then the nigga wants to express himself and try something different. He doesn't get to do that because he needs to fill this quota first. And that's the problem with commodifying stuff too much. But man, I was just trying to give Benny, the butcher coming, nigga. You know, give
the
him
butcher coming, nigga.
Oh man, don't know, man. That was a sweet thing, bro. That's a sweet thing. Like, I love that.
Hip hop is revived.
It's coming back, but there's a pulse.
There was a pulse when Cole dropped the off season, and Seeing Green dropped on the same day, and Scraytonin also dropped on that day. It was like something, there was a shift in hip hop. And then Kanye said, whoa, I'm coming back. Kanye's like, whoa, wait for me.
I think Godfather.
Kanye. Godfather. Really, hey, bro, even easy. We didn't even talk about that shit. Did you guys hear the joints? My life was never easy.
That shit was hard.
Game, I keep telling y'all niggas, Game is the second person or third person behind Kanye that has some of the best albums of all time.
Who?
True.
He's in the top five of having the Game, having the best albums. He does not have one bad album. Not one. It's clean.
I feel like the game is kind of that nigga that knows his formula and doesn't try to go out of it too much.
Even if he does deviate, he could still be himself. Like this joints with Kanye, it sounds like Kanye beats with Game on it. It's like literally, it's like Game will bring himself into a song. And it's like, oh shit, it's some West Coast shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then Kanye can come in with you know Kanye's and his flow. But bro.
Yeah.
Nah, dog,
But
those joints were fire.
It's refreshing.
But like,
it's
like
very refreshing, man.
Like what you were saying about having like those female MCs and all that shit. I was thinking about what's her name? Dreezy. You guys know Dreezy?
Hey, she's dope.
Dope as shit. You know what I'm saying? Pretty as shit.
Dope as fuck. Yo.
and like what Bavaria was saying, like it's a whole product thing. So basically what they're trying to do is push the whole thing of the, you know, the old entertainment industry where it's like you have to look the part, so the woman have to look the part, tiny
ways, how ass bitch.
You know what I'm saying? But so then some of them do bring this lyricism into it. You know what I'm saying? Like Dreezy, like she has, like she can rap.
Like, can
she
I has be honest? Skills.
Yeah,
but she can rap. She can rap, but she'll never get a fucking contract. She'll never get a big deal. Why? Because they want a Cardi B. They want someone slanging pussy. They want Saweetie. They want that. They want that, bro. They don't want a Dreezy, bro.
Do you
remember Snow the Product?
Yeah. Yeah,
bro. You know,
no, I'm happy that he said
thinking
that.
About it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about it, bro. Like they're doing reverse feminism on a feminism thing, bro. Because if you think about it, bro, like before feminism, we didn't want women to think, right? We didn't want women to think. We didn't want these people to not say anything, right? Now listen. When a woman who's thinking and actually coming with some thoughts, like some provocative thoughts, or who is a thought magnet, or someone who is inciting thought, we shut them down for a mindless hole.
Sensational.
So basically, exactly. In a way, even when these Cardi B's and these Megan Thee Stallions come across as female empowerment, they're just perpetuating more mindless hole stuff. So in a way, it's like, hey, except
and Lapo,
thinking.
And Lapo, what's funny is I get Megan Thee Stallion. She's a proper hoe. She knows what she's talking about. She's actually about that life. Cardi B used to be about that life. She's no longer about that life. And that's the difference. I always tell people there's a difference between a hoe, a thought, and a bad bitch. We've had this discussion before. Cardi B is a bad bitch. She knows what she's about.
I'm so happy. You see, Kane knows where I wanted to go with this. I'm so happy that you said the words bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we can talk about the artists, the female artists that are bad bitches. And you know this thing about the music thing. And just on that, before I jump off, that specifically is like, you know, whenever I hear J. Cole and them and Kendrick talk about, you know, I fuck this chick. It's like, niggas, y'all are married. You know, it's the same thing to me. Like, I genuinely don't
Thank
care.
You.
Everyone's lying.
Yeah.
Everyone's capping. You know, but anyway, yeah. Why, speaking about bad bitches, why are niggas so afraid of attractive women? Niggas, let me mansplain what I'm trying to say to you, niggas. Niggas will drool, fascinate, fucking cry, howl over beautiful woman that they see from a distance. But the woman that they actually go and speak to, that they actually approach, is not the equivalence. I'm actually now beginning to see this 99. Niggas are afraid of bad bitches.
Yes.
They would see the pictures, or they would see them from afar, be like, ooh, the sun is fine. All right. Let's get it. I do your thing, dog. Can't dig it. Niggas will be like, danger. Like I call a bad bitch danger, like as a joke, would say, or sometimes it's not a joke, but sometimes it is a joke where I'm just like, dangerous, yo, she's so gorgeous, whatever. If you can sense, would say, you see this one, life has knocked her around a few times and she knows how to finesse whatever she wants. It's up to you whether you want to, exactly, go ahead or not. But no, niggas are afraid. Niggas are scared. Niggas will, hey, bruh, I've had this discussion with niggas. This was like last week. I was having this discussion. It was like, we were just speaking about the woman that we know. And then these niggas were just like, all right, out of all the women that we know, who would you guys smash? And then some of the niggas were like, me, I never answer smash or pass questions.
Yes, sir. Good man. Keep it tight-lipped.
Exactly.
Hard. Look at that pun. Tight-lipped. Get it?
Sensational.
Sensational.
So sensational. Yeah,
sensational. Yeah.
And then I was like, so I'm listening to everyone. They're like, this hun. And niggas will glory, like niggas will fight tooth and nail to defend the ugly chick with the fat ass. Ew! Niggas will fight you tooth and nail. Yeah? I've never been attacked like that in my life, bro. And then they're like, no.
Bro,
have you seen how real. That ass? I'm like, but I've seen their face.
And bro, And bro, you know the that's so true. And the moment when you compare her to the one that's actually a bad one, that's when the man then will be like, I know, but lo uzo banimbato, she's gonna treat you a certain way, and this
exactly.
And I always think to myself,
but wait, hold on.
Why is it that this treatment is only allotted from ugly girls? Like, why can't you get a bad one that can treat you well as well? Obviously, no, we but understand
can I ask y'all a question?
Why bad ones tend to not. Yeah, what's up?
It's like, okay, I'm not saying this because I go for Latin. Okay, in the hood, city, stove level one.
Damn!
Yeah, well, she's a ganan. Yeah, well, that's, I don't go for that.
Say,
sensational. Stove, she's a from 4-6. Yeah, well, then okay.
No, bro. No,
you put it
the plates, there's different levels of heat. There's the one that, bro, what can you even cook at one? Would one even boil water, bro?
I know.
Don't think so.
One can't even toast a sandwich.
Damn.
Oh, shit. Yo, of course. But my thing okay. Y'all niggas said that you like in that situation, she had a, okay, orator, stove on the stove level, that bitch that y'all were talking about. Where's? Rate the bitch y'all were talking about, stove level.
You? Aye. You see, sometimes when you look at someone's ID and it's missing a few numbers.
Damn!
How?
Ha.
What the fuck?
Ha.
What?
Ha.
What?
Ha.
What does that even mean?
Yo.
Sensational.
It's stove level two, cause when
I picked it up.
Yeah. Oh. Level two.
Okay, then nah, fuck that shit. No, fuck that. Cause I was about to say, sometimes when the stove level is acceptable and the bad bitch level is above average or even above acceptable, yeah, bro, I know this from the hood. I know that mentality that you were talking about that the niggas were coming with. I know this from the hood where niggas will go, no, I don't give a shit about all that, bro. She got a fat ass. She makes hella money. She takes care of me.
Forget all that money. Good. Shit. We're talking about looks only as an ugly face.
Pain. Oh, that.
That's it.
But that's not the only thing that makes a bad bitch, though.
No. I'm just talking about a gorgeous hun. People are
still Wait, gents. Like, there's different type of gorgeous hands. There's the gorgeous hand that looks earthy. I don't think niggas are afraid of this. It's the one that looks glamorous.
Yes.
See the ones about
yes.
Glamour, and they did a slight makeup thing.
If they look like very polished. Yes. And
the weave.
Yep.
Not the weave that stays still even when the
how does this nigga say?
Is blowing.
Exactly.
Wait. What were you saying? Exactly. The wind is blowing in what? In whose hair?
The wind is blowing.
Bro.
Yes, you were saying whose hair was blowing? Hey, the CIA. Get father. My face of the CIA. You see, the aliens are here, guys. So we need to get really serious about the shit that aliens are actually here. That they hear real niggas talking. They're like, nah,
bro. I was saying, bro.
The hair was blowing. I'm saying.
We're not talking about. I'm not talking about the ones with the weave, where the wind is blowing the weave, and the weave doesn't move. We're talking about the hands with. The wind blowing and the weave moves like actual hair. We're not talking about the one that's like steel wool. The weave is steel wool, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Not those things, bro.
Sensational.
Nah, bro. Now we're talking about those ones that look like they cost a lot. But here's the thing. Here's my issue with dudes in general when it comes to that. Niggas don't even want to get to know this girl. These girls just want love. That's number one. But number two, a lot of them also want money too. But anyway.
What did this nigga just say?
Yeah, that's fact.
A lot of them want money too.
Also,
but
also, bruv.
Hold on, yo. But also, number two, the thing is, what really keeps dudes away is like, a lot of niggas want her. A lot of niggas want the ugly chick too because they're exactly like you.
Yeah.
They're exactly like you. Yeah. So what's your issue going up to a gorgeous hunt? Yo, bro, I've had so many situations where I'd be like, okay, cool, niggas. I'm about to go to here, blah, 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 and I'm allowed to bring my homies with me. Hey, yo, your guys want to pull up? Who's going to be there? I show them. They're like, ish, yeah, yo, how? Now you scared?
Yeah!
Bruh, when we go play, when we go and play an away game, I'm going with strikers. I need goals win matches. I want to go with strikers and midfielders. We don't need defenders when we're going to go away, when we're playing away. We don't need, no one's going to score unless you score an own goal. We are controlling the shit. We have midfielders and attackers only. If you're going to come be a defender, stay home. Or be the designated
driver. Stay home, bro. Stay home. Straight up. Like, don't come. Okay, my thing is, okay, you're afraid to go up to a woman to talk to her because she's beautiful. Bro, let's say, okay, Minak, I'm talking from experience where you do go up to a woman, you talk to her, and then you win. Once you've won, she becomes your woman. Guess what, my nigga? Niggas are still going to be looking at her. It's not like niggas ain't going to be looking at her. You just got to keep playing your game. It's because niggas ain't got no game. It's that simple.
There's
no other way. There's another way to put it. It's that simple. Niggas ain't got no game.
It's that and also niggas... money. You know what I'm saying?
Forget that shit.
I ain't got money.
Forget that shit.
Hold up.
Bro, you can walk up to a gorgeous son and speak to
her as a normal person.
And it'll work out. It's very simple. Money has nothing
exactly.
to do with it.
Easy
money is nothing. Money that's a street. That's a street. But if you go to the streets,
so what I'm
go to Florida Road. Okay, so just in
but
a nutshell,
that's a weak way of thinking
hold on.
About it.
Hold on. In a nutshell, because he was breaking up, in a nutshell, he basically said dudes add value to a woman as soon as they see her, a monetary value. And then they think to themselves, okay, I can't reach the monetary value that I am placing upon her. So I will not approach her because I feel as if she will want more than what I can give her.
My nigga, that can only affect you if you're trying to actually fall in love with the woman. Like exactly. If you're actually trying to build something, but even so, you would not get to that stage if you had not spoken to her. Get to know her. What is she like?
Then
why
you
are
understand.
You, why are you just assuming that she's
yes,
like,
sir. You know? Yes, sir.
Bro, and on some chill shit, like, about all over, hey, bro, niggas, like, honestly, niggas don't treat women like humans. It's like, bro, she's a human being. She's not a unicorn like that you've never seen before. Like, oh, wow. Mm. Like, you know, I need to go to my ancestors first before I go speak to her. Nah. Walk up to her. Talk to her like
and
a
I don't
human
know.
Being. Once you humanize them, they'll be like, oh, because, hey.
Is it because niggas think they're ugly? You know women love ugly niggas. You know women love ugly niggas. I'm telling you, but I'm an ugly ass nigga, bro. Women love ugly niggas.
Gorgeous
bro.
Women love ugly niggas.
Shit.
Gorgeous women love dog skin.
Bro. So if you know, just charm the fuck out of her. Just say whatever, bro. As a break game, you can't sell this shit, bro. I'm sorry. You really
you can't.
Sell
it's
this
it's
shit.
Either you got it or really you don't. Can't. It's just that everyone who's taking these courses online to get game, nah. It's not working out for you. It's not going to happen. It's just, it's either you've got it or not. People can advise you on some. And usually when people advise you, it's leave that chick alone. Not, okay, do this, do that. Nah, you have to learn along the way what she likes. Like, I like tailoring my experience based on the woman that I'm dealing with. Yeah, bro. So I'm going to learn her everything that she's doing. Yeah, bro. I study for a test sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's good to prepare sure. before the exam. Sometimes you go to the exam without preparing and still get an A.
Sensational.
Got the flop. Abashe abafundi swang abakatwang. Remember when we were young. So I'm saying I'm busheleanga. Manje. And if you don't come back with her number or you don't do, nigga, if the uncle, bro, this is what my uncle used to do, bro. I'm not even joking. He would have like, my brothers and my uncles. This is what they used to do to me. Because it was me, my like two other cousins. We were the youngest, right? And then my other cousins were all older than me. And they would always give us money. But the one, if they ever sent you out to go, Trust me, my nigga, that day you ain't getting shit. And them niggas is gonna get your money until you, bro. It pressured us. It made us sharpen our skills, bro. Oh, it's exciting. Mele ngikhulume kahle nalengane le ngishele lengane ngiphothe lengane ngoba ngifuna i-drink dog just for i-drink dog but in essence it taught us ukuthi kusephe ungayisabi ingane don't be afraid of a woman she's just a woman like bro can I tell you something I know a nigga who's afraid to eat in front of pretty women I'm like
No. A lot of niggas can't eat in front of women. A lot of niggas.
What the fuck? Why?
Bro, just go on a
what
date.
What in the bed? Bitch, what?
Hey, bruh. Everyone's your bad bitches, bruh. They make niggas nervous. And I've seen it. Like, niggas that think that they know everything about women.
They buckle.
Woo! Bruh, literally, Mina, bruh. You niggas know me. I don't like talking too much. But when we're in a squad, or when I'm in a group of niggas or whatever, and we're somewhere we're not even expecting to see hands, but we end up seeing them. Aight, they come in, and even worse, they greet us first. And niggas are like, bro, I get so pissed off.
I have to now
stand up and be that nigga to open the floor. It's okay. Hey, ladies, blah, blah, blah. What are you here to? Da, 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 da. Try to get a level of relatability. I keep the convo going, and then I open a question to the floor so niggas can join in. And it's like, guys, come on.
Niggas need to be dragged hand and feet to the thing, bro.
Bro,
Ikeke
was delivered to your door. It's not even your birthday. Ikeke was just delivered to you. It's not even your birthday, bro.
Sensational.
Come on.
Bro, I mean, my thing is, if there's 10 women, bro, I'm not even joking. I'm that kind of guy. And this is not me trying to like up myself or anything, but if there's 10 women in the room, I get there, I'm greeting every single one of them. Not on some goba manjing funabang boni, no, on some respectful shit like, hi, how you doing? Hi, Njan, sure, Kren, sure, okay, sure, Kren, sure, sharp, sure, Kren. Like, and just move. It's not even on some, hi, baby, Kelly, Njani, no, it's just, hey, how you doing, baby? You good? Sure, Kren, Kren, done, okay, sure, Ngane, Kren, sure. Just let these bitches know you here now.
That's true. That's
how you gonna let these bitches know you here? Aye, but wait,
that's true. But to close it off, listen to this nigga, he's mad. But anyway, but just to cap it, just to cap this all off, we were also saying it's this thing of we'll never put our sons in an all boys school or in a boarding school because he has to know how to act in front of the opposite sex. You know what I'm saying? It's just like know how to speak to a woman, like not be around her. Because if I throw you in there for, let's say, from high school up or from primary up, and then now you go to varsity and you start wilding out, you don't know how to chill. You don't know. We would say, yes, when it's daytime, cutty, fresh, be fresh, shave, yeah, but you know all that shit. Nah, dog. But say, I feel like it's also really important to keep like your rotation in order. Like, I feel like, realistically, everyone has their rotation or their substitutes on the bench because you're not necessarily always going to be in a relationship. So sometimes you need substitutes to come in. You know what I'm saying? But at some stage, you need to realize, okay, sure, I'm not always going to have the same substitutes. This substitute is getting old. It's time for them to retire or they want to be a first team player. And I'm like, yeah.
You don't cut. Brass like the FIFA manager mode. Like, Gaffer, I need more minutes on the pitch. And then you give the three responses. Like, this is not the game for you. I'm saving you for a later game.
Yeah.
Sensation.
Even when they ask for
like, doing demo, you ain't playing this.
Have you ever never like not even played a player, right? To the point where you're like, hey, sell them, gag. So good rights, man.
Sell them, bro. Yeah, sell them. Don't even loan them, sell them.
I only bought you because you have potential, but you're not showing any, you're not growing nothing. It's fine, you can go. Don't ask me for wages,
bro. Bro, that pisses me off. How you gonna ask me for wages? Who are you, nigga? Do you even get first team playing time?
You can't even perform. Bro, that's the thing that pisses me off.
My tried.
Those are households.
No. Yo, man.
But explain a household to me.
Oh, a household actually is something that Bavaria and I came up. Oh, actually, no, I came up and I was speaking to Bavaria about this. I was saying that a household, actually, I might as well explain the whole situation. So this person that Bavaria knows, we both know this chick. So I call her a household because she will flirt with you beyond everything, and then when it's time to perform, she'll shy away.
Oh man, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Someone who's always going to be at home, does not live that life, but every single time they go out, they look good. They look like a baddie too, yeah, but they're just at home a lot, household. So they're going to try and
try to play it so hard. Like, yeah. I'm about that life. Ooh, when I'm, and always watch households. Households, they always talk about, oh, when I get there, I'm going to suck your dick like this. I'm going to pop it this. I'm going to do this. When they get there,
lackluster.
House the real ones. Are the new fuckboys.
Sensational.
Talking all shit.
They really are the female version of the fuckboy, hey?
Yeah. Households annoy me so much because it's like, why are you doing this if you're not gonna? Because that's what happened to me with that person that we're speaking about. So we were talking, we're like, we always talk on some semi-flirting shit, but it's never anything serious. And then it's kind of escalates a little bit. And then I'm like, oh, okay, cool. She's showing me some a different side. I'm like, let's see how a playlist would do. Because, you know, Chakra Hands, let me throw a playlist in there. I get a good reception. I'm like, And then she starts talking about us chilling together. And, you know, she doesn't smoke, but she does edibles. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
I knew it.
You know what I'm saying?
But carry on.
You're already setting the tone. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you're getting the vibe of what our date is going to be. So when I pose a question of, okay, cool, let's set a day where we can meet up, dead instantly. I'm like, wow, okay.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Before she blocked me, she's like, oh, no, you just want to fuck. And I'm like, well.
Ho.
That's what you, ho. That's what you put out here. Like, bitch.
Like,
ho.
Bro. Okay, but here's my thing. I have a theory with these hoes, right? These households. They're all good, Kelly. Ababuga upon too much.
Sensational.
Yeah, bro, they live in a fantasy land. They live in a fantasy land. Bro, they live in a fantasy land where the people would see it's gonna come, the niggas gonna come delivering pizza, wearing ripped clothes. Gandhi, they don't know what they hands go and find dick. Dick doesn't just land on their doorstep, they go and find the dick.
Oh. And that's also,
the whole point of girls going.
You know what I think? I also deeped it. Households are used to playing semi-pro, but then when a real nigga comes through, it's legendary and they can't fuss. Because for a lot of niggas, bro, for you to text him all those details about how you're going to do A, B, and C to him, that's enough for him to get him excited. But for me, it's like, Aibo, pull up then. It's like the same thing with nudes, bro. Because the nudes talk. Bro, it's like, okay, nudes, cool.
So true.
Cool. But no, can I be honest, though? Let's be honest.
Why are you
though?
Getting so excited about the advertising when you never got the product? You're so excited about the advertising. Oh my God. Look at that advert on YouTube.
Best nudes.
I'm not even going to skip the ad. Oh households, man. But then when they get
best
there.
Nudes, bro. Households take the best nudes. But listen, I'm not even lying. There's this one household that I have, like, she, like, right now, currently, like, you guys gave me an idea right now. Like, I'm thinking about. She's claimed she's a virgin. She claims she's a virgin, right?
So she says, like, she's a virgin. Okay, cool. Is hurting.
And when people say they're virgin with me, I go, okay, let's cool. Not even insinuate the whole points of sex. Let's not talk about sex. If sex ever comes up, it's gonna be because you brought it up. And half the time, she brings it up. I've got nudes now that I look at and I'm like, but you said you were a virgin and you're not into this.
Yes.
Like, she said she's a good girl. She stays at home. Bruh, she is a household. Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
Listen, she told me she was an angel. She fucked two rappers and three singles.
Oh.
She got a few athletes on speed dial. Hendrix.
Sensational.
No, and you know what's so deep about that? Because it's like a thing of, she put that bait out there and then niggas usually bite. It's like, oh, ngempela. And then niggas already, they know what's okay. This one, I need to fess up and act a certain kind of way because it's a wifey material. She said she's a virgin, which means she's one. And also, this means she's wifey material. So now I need to come right. Then you didn't bite then. Then thereafter, she probably tried to slide it in the conversations. Oh, niggas bite there. It's like, oh, you like to do this to the dick. You like to do this to the dick. But when you're like, I'll come over, that's when they ghost you.
Listen.
You still haven't bitten it. Then they come to the nudes and you don't bite again. That's where you know what's
Listen,
the day you, she finally
but she's
rocks
still
up,
around, though. The levels.
Like, bro, the baits. The baits, bro. Yeah,
bait
the
levels, baits. Yes.
Yeah, he was putting it in levels. He was breaking it down for you.
Yeah, but
I agree with you because it happened exactly that way. It really did happen that way. And then to the extent where, like, now I'm just like, I'm cool. She's now talking about, hey, can we meet up? Can we, like, can we do something?
Oh,
like,
oh yes.
Yeah. No, I'm under.
No, I'm saying the thing about
that, you know, I canceled
her.
I canceled her. Sorry, just to finish it off. I canceled her like last week. My bad. Just to cap it off. I canceled on her last week, right? Yo, super pissed. Like, you know, girlfriend level pissed. Like, what the fuck? Why would you tell me you're not? Bro, I told you I'm busy. I have a podcast, whatever. Because we were supposed to go out we recorded at night last week. Hey, the bitch was angry. She was angry. I'm like, bitch, I got a podcast. I got something to do. She's like, no. Yo. Why would you? I'm thinking to myself, I'm not your nigga. I'm not obligated to show
listen,
up.
Bro. If she
basically said, I need more game time and I need a raise. Gaffer, I need a raise. I need more game time. I should be playing.
Gaffer.
Hey, bro. That word always used to confuse me, bro. When I used to play FIFA Manager mode, who's Gaffer now? Bro?
Who's Gaffer? Anyway. Like, I said my name. Maybe the systems are wrong. I need to go check.
Yeah.
Bro, I thought I said my name wrong. Like, who the fuck is Gaffer? Like, is this a
yo? Who's Gaffer? Who's Gaffer now?
No, bro. Oh, but what I was trying to say
here,
about how
get out of here. What is this racist nonsense, bro?
But what I was trying to say.
yo, hey. Hey, but don't, hey. I'm like, hey, well, FIFA. I FIFA, all the woke niggas were right, bro. FIFA's evil.
Kefa. Someone said the Kefa. German ship, bro. Someone said the German ship would say, hey, Kefa. That's what they say. Whenever they bark, whenever German shepherd barks, it says Kefa.
Yo,
Kefa.
Man.
No, bro, what I was trying to say was, she's a household, if she volunteers the information that she's a virgin without she actually asking all the conversations.
Oh, bro, any type of sexual information that she volunteers, man, you already know.
You know she's a household or she's for the streets, either or. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, you know what? That's when you should know it's, I'm a dupe. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you need to see those little telltales, bro. Like these households. Wait, hold on. I feel as if, to cap off the household thing, I feel as if with households, you just need them for a little bit of, okay, I have a few days to relax. Who can entertain me or who can stimulate my mind while I find the real thing? That's what I feel like households are for.
Nah, bro, get yourself a bad bitch, bro. Don't get a household. I feel like households are trouble, bro. They're going to act like your bitch. They're going to act like your woman. I feel like that's the thing. They want to be your woman, but they don't know how to act like your woman, but they want to.
Ken, bro, I got to say this. There's no woman who's not trouble. You just got to choose the trouble, the level of trouble you're ready for and the level of trouble you want to deal
with. Bad bitches
with.
Ain't no trouble. Let me tell you now. Aye, bad
bro,
bitches are literally...
You're telling me that bad bitches are not trouble. You're telling me that bad bitches are in trouble. My sniper.
I'm sorry. Wait, sniper. Is she a problem? Is she a problem?
Pella, when she starts,
are you not having fun?
No. Listen, you do have your fun. Listen to what I'm saying. You do have your fun, but then she will now decide to throw shit in out of nowhere just to spice shit up the way she wants.
You know that. You know that. It's going to happen. Why are you acting like you didn't know that?
No, I know that it's going to happen
right now.
No, Verde, I know that it's going to happen, but it's just the fact that you say, "We'll see." They're not dangerous. Nah, they will. Some niggas can't handle that shit. You have to be able to handle whatever
there
she throws at you.
Some
she
niggas,
bring,
that's but you
most,
are real. You are real niggas. You are real.
80. Yeah. You are 80% most, bro. They break down. Niggas break down, bro. Niggas cry, bro.
yo, these women make me cry, bro. Hey, if it's Zakali and Taze of it, yo, Zakali. Yo, bruh, that don't ever say that, bro. You can't be unfit to the mandem like that. A lot of the mandem are trying, bro. But hey, you know the level why. Is too hard. You know they play on but semi-pro. They're not used to legendary, bro. Hey, ultimate, XA.
With a bad bitch, bro, it literally needs to be. I've said this a million times. It needs to be kind of like in the beginning phase, at least, until you guys have established. Okay, as in babake, no mamake, because being a real nigga and being a bad bitch in a relationship, bro. If you want to leave, you can leave. If I want to leave, I can leave too. But I'm staying here because I want to fuck with you. So what is it? That's literally what a bad bitch's relationship is up. It's about. It's about, yo, I want to fuck with you because you're a real nigga. Do you want me? Yeah, all right, cool.
That's actually so true.
Say, I've got to say something.
Yeah.
I'll have to say something. When it comes to bad bitches, I'm going to quote the great Strizzy. Mtriza, Mtristo, when he said this. I am here for a good time, not a long time, you know.
He's scared of bad bitches.
This is what you need to realize.
He's not. He gets bad bitches. No. Listen. Oh, hold on. Listen. I have the perfect theory. And this is like in general.
You can get a bad bitch. You can't. Listen, but there's a difference.
Nah, a bad bitch. Nah, but listen. There are some dudes who will act like they really care about. You see, Jaded. The song is so deep about Georgia Smith. Allegedly about Georgia Smith, but I don't think he gives two shits
good
about
man
her.
Good man.
I don't think he gives two shits about Georgia. I don't even think he gives a shit, but that song sounds so deep. These niggas will be like, ah shit, you hurt me, because I bought all over. You see, especially light-skinned niggas out. Light-skinned niggas will say anything to a hun, bro. Say anything to a hun, you know what I'm saying? Just like, ah no, you did this to me, Ganti. None of that happened, bro. They don't care. It's just like they have to make
it's gaslighting. It's a form of gaslighting
because they're trying to make her seem right, even though she will still try to do something to make herself seem right.
Yeah, for sure.
So instead of them waiting for us, they'll give it to them. It's very manipulative.
You know,
I see.
Gents, one toxic. Thing I will say about this whole thing, né, is that we need to get to a point as gents where we realize that women are not the be all and end all of our lives. And I think this is the reason why a lot of niggas are done salty in the game, because if you meet a hun you don't know and you try to spit a little ism or spit a little game to her and she gives you a hard left, bro, why is that so big of a deal to now crush your life? Because for a lot of niggas, women are the center of their lives. Because if we keep it a buck, there's a lot of bad bitches that you can talk to and you can get something happening, but there's like a group of bad bitches, bro, that nothing pops without umvulamlom. Those ones, bro, it's what's the money? Where the money at first? Before we eat, anything even happens. There's a certain security. If you're not going to break bread, nothing's happening. Ding umvulamlom, even to start talking.
I'm sorry to cut you off, ne? But bro, like when it comes to bad bitches, I'm not trying to seem like an expert, but like dog. Ayifuneki leyo nto that imali ayifuneki kuma bad bitches. You know what a bad bitch really wants from you? Genuine, love. Real nigga conversations. She doesn't fucking care about all that other shit, bro. She just wants a real nigga. That's what a bad bitch wants. Stop doing the extra shit. Bad bitches don't like that shit. They make it seem like they like that shit. Why? Because it's for the moment. Because they buy a bone goods or snai. Okay, let's hug it. When you do that, they'll take, bro, a bad bitch is so bad, she'll take the money that she took from a simping ass nigga and go spend it with a real nigga. Ask me how, nigga. Ask me how.
I hear that. I agree with you, but this is why you should have let me finish my point. When I was saying that most, bro, you can talk your way into any situation, but there's a certain level where you can't access it without uvulamlom. This is what I'm trying to say. But listen. Let me put it down. That level that is like that, you are not going to meet on your everyday life.
Exactly.
The ones that you have access to,
That's what I'm trying to say, niggas.
And that's what I don't
it's
like.
It's not an excuse. Because if you can be in the same room as her, it means that you can talk to her. And if you can talk to her, you have a chance. Maybe not for a lifetime thing or even like a long-term relationship, but at least for a week, she can be interested in you among whatever she has going on. I'm talking about where it's like a, it's you don't have the access. Like a queen twerk, for example, most niggas don't have access to her. Like most niggas, even if they could catch her, whatever you can say to her, there's no, uvulamlomo is just necessary in that case. And you need to pay just to get to be in a room with those type of women. Those are not those are not the women niggas are afraid of. Those women niggas don't even think about. They'd be like, oh, queen twerk, yeah, yeah, yeah. But they don't think about it. The ones that they have access to, that they actually could actively shoot their shot to,
the scared of varsity hands that have been taken to the next level.
And bro, the varsity and hands are not even, even, they haven't even been taken to the next level.
Exactly.
Varsity hands are the epitome of fake it till you make it. Like they, yo.
Bro. No, but what on Bavaria's, on Bavaria's points, what I really don't like is that when niggas try to make it seem as if everyone's going to see these beautiful bitches. That's what I don't like about this red pill thing. The downside, for me, it's the downside of the red pill thing. Because they're constantly going to talk about when a bitch or when a chick does this, she does this, she does that, she does this, she does that. And it's like, a lot of niggas won't even meet these women. It's like, why are you trying to equate chicks from the streets to dudes from, equate chicks from the streets to chicks from home? Like, chicks, bro, normal chicks, they're just trying to act saucy, but then they don't have the resources themselves compared to the ones that they're trying to show are out there. You know, the birds, the ones that actually chase money, the ones that actually are in the streets like that. Nah, a lot of niggas won't meet those hands. But now everyone else is make it seem as if every single woman on earth is exactly
every
like
hand, single hand. Bro, they're trying to make it
seem like, can I tell you something,
here is getting flown out to Dubai for a doo-doo contract. No
Can I tell you something?
These ones can't even get into clubs, bro.
Like I know street level hoes, not like Dubai level hoes. I don't know those type of hoes. I just know street level hoes, you know, like, you know,
escorts.
Like girls that abakezange, yeah, streets. We all know the streets, you know what escorts. I'm saying? And I'd be so friendly with them to the point where they'd
bro,
share the game.
I don't think
me,
Kane
right?
picked that up. When you said escorts, I think escorts. He's thinking about the Viennas, bro.
Because that's what
the fuck, no.
They can take a whole 36 pack if they can.
Yo, sensational. Hey, boo.
Sensational.
Hey, boo. Excel.
No, okay, but for real. No, these bitches, they for real could take that 36 pack. I ain't even lying. But anyway.
Yeah, but your points.
My thing is, knowing these hoes, like, it taught me what's in a, okay, at any level, the game is the same. It's just that it's elevated. It's you're playing, they could be playing different niggas or different levels of niggas, yeah, bro? But it doesn't mean that you, my nigga, don't have a shot. Because like I just said, I was friends with them. And from time to time, like I'm saying, you're not going to be friends with a woman for 6 months. Every now and then you're going to hit. You know what I'm saying? So imagine imagine you're friends with like six bad bitches, you know, that are every now and then they get into they get picked up by Lambos or they get picked up by this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? No more bitches. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
but we have listen, style and as with him. Listen, Anna's Puza Nazu team. Listen, Anna Tina sends a yonk into Nazu. We don't see them we don't put them on a pedestal. Why? Because we see them as human beings and they treat us as human beings. Why? Because we're real with them. They give us the game, we get some pussy. That's easier. It's as easy as that, bro. Like, just, I think niggas need to stop putting pussy on a pedestal before they can start realizing that, before they can even start putting women into categories. No, she's a bad bitch. Oh, this one's a thought. All pussy. All of it. Just don't put it on a pedestal, Jay. From the get-go. And you'll see that all women just want a real nigga.
And to cap it all off, in the words of a great prophet by the name of Jermaine Lamar Cole, he says, don't save her. She don't want to be saved.
She don't want to be saved. Thank you. I'd rather be friends with this hoe, bruh. I don't want to save that hoe. Hell no. Bruh. And do you know what's so nice about these, the real hoes? I'm not talking about like not how no households. I'm talking about like hoes.
This nigga loves hoes.
You know, hoes have a wide variety of friends. They'll have such a variety. They'll have good friends. They'll have church-going friends.
They'll have...
Bro, like, they're so amazing. They're the perfect people to have as friends. Why would you not want to be friends with a high-class bad bitch who doesn't... Because here's another thing. I think niggas... I think this is another thing that's fucking with niggas. With bad bitches, right? Is that they want to fuck. That's the problem. They want to fuck. Baba.
But they can't.
A bad bitch lets you fuck. Yes. You don't ask for pussy from a bad bitch. You get pussy from a bad bitch.
That's true.
No, carry on. You saying?
No, I'm saying this just reminds me of something that someone told me. They were like this guy that she was vibing with. One of my homegirls told me this guy that she was vibing with for some months, and they were doing cute stuff. And she was like, "Hey, man, Jager, we just doing too much." You know, cuddly stuff. And she's a baddie, you know what I'm saying? And she knows it's just that they'll never admit it to you, 99. You know, so there's some of those that will never admit it because they still want to seem as if I know Girilexi and all that shit. But she was like, we're doing all this to know each other. Yeah, we're doing all this cuddly stuff. Like, yeah, it's cool, but it's just not necessarily my thing. And I'm like, it's okay, cool.
It's not my vibe.
Fast forward a few months later, she's now walking with another homie in front of him and his whole squad that they do shit in front of. And he's never smashed. So the fact that she keeps that level of, I'm not even going to let him hit because he's not even the nigga that I want. You see what I'm saying? They decide when it happens. Like you just said now, baddies decide when you can fuck. Not you decide when you want to fuck a baddie. That just doesn't happen.
But if you're being a real nigga,
I think,
trust me, it happens quicker than usual. It happens in a snap. Like you're gonna get that pussy. If you're not pushing for it, she'll give it to you because she's gonna be like, oh, why what's wrong with you? Why aren't you acting like all these other fuckboys? What's up with you?
That's the definition of pushing pee. You actually don't go for the pussy, you wait for
oy, it. Sensational.
That was
bros.
Yeah, let's
you know, I'm deeping your thing, and like my final thing on it is that, bro, that's just how it is with all women. The only time that switches where you are in the driving seat or when you want to hit it is if you get it the first time and you knock it out the park and she keeps coming back for more. That's the only time where the power switches. But
and that's more often the only, than not, yeah, that's you how have one be. Shot. You're right. Because with a bad bitch, it's literally Eminem's spaghetti moments. And you have one shot.
You better lose yourself.
Bro, like but when it comes to cooch, bro, you can't be a Timo Werner, bro. You've gotta be Ronaldo, be Messi, gotta be Levy. They have bad games every now and again, but more often than not, it's by shy net, bro.
But gents, we can all agree that Huns are mostly delusional most of the time. And I just wanna sit on that delusion thing where I've now realized that. Oh, have you guys now realized that shrooms are now actually getting more popular? Shrooms. Have you guys ever tried shrooms? Have you not heard that everyone wants to try shrooms?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Like, but I remember it started in 2020. You did that when?
In 2016.
Oh, no. Tell me about it then. I actually want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know. How did you guys...
Wait.
It's like tripping on
Bavaria.
You know what?
We're both like, I forsake. It's like, wait. Even though he's laughing. Oh, Brian Gang, if I had a ha. It was like, hey, wait.
You cut me, bro.
For me, I can say what you say, and then he'll find his way back.
Yo, shrooms for me, like, I can tell you this. my knees got knocked out for like a long time. I couldn't stand up for like a good 4 or 5 hours. But it was like, it's like for me, it was like a really bad weed high. That's all it felt like. A really, really strong strain. It felt like I was on a strong strain of weed. I was numb. I was just numb the whole time. That's the only feeling I had. And my knees were locked, bro. Hey, my knees were locked. Because I could, like I'm saying, I couldn't stand up for 4 hours. All of a bit. Look sad.
So 4 hours.
So you didn't hallucinate?
Nah, I didn't trip. The worst thing that happened to me was, but I didn't trip. Like trip, see shit? No. And I just felt it in my body with a bomata and get fucked up. Have you ever smoked too much weed where to the point you're just like stagnant? You're like, I want to get up and go pee, but listen, I can't.
Listen. You see, this is why we're always on the same wavelength. I'm so glad you brought weed up. I feel as if my weed was laced, right? So I'm usually, listen, right? This literally happened like yesterday. So I'm literally like, okay, cool. I come back. I smoke with the homies, and then I decide to smoke on my own, right? So I did smoke on my own and I was fine. And I was like, okay, cool, fine. I smoked, everything was good. So this is my weed now. Everyone's smoking my weed. So I'm not blaming any other nigga around. I'm blaming the dealer. So this morning I smoke again at 4 a.m. Normal standard 2Js, sativa, gives me energy. Look at my garden, watering my plants. It is what it is. And then all of a sudden, I come back into the house. Now I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street when he was on those A1 Quaaludes. I was like, bro, I was drooling. I could not keep my mouth closed. I'm trying to open my eyes. I'm like, literally, I smoked at 4 a.m. and I came back into the house around like 5:30. And I'm just like, for hours, bro.
Cerebral palsy, finish. Dog.
And then I come back to my senses around 11, get up, go do something, come back. And then now as I'm crushing while I'm waiting for your niggas to join the call, I'm like, why is there white stuff in my weed? Like chalk. Like I don't even want to taste it just to taste the difference. I'm like,
oh shit.
See what I'm saying? I feel like my weed was laced, guys. Like shit. That's why I was just asking about shrooms.
Oh, no, yeah. Nah,
maybe shrooms will be better than
niggas do spray the weed, bruh. No. Shrooms are worse.
My trip was mad. My thing was mad. My personal one was pretty all right. Because I've realized a lot of this stuff has to do with your environment. If you're in a terrible environment, bro, and you're cramped up, you could have a bad trip. But I learned that. But anyway, what basically happened is that it was still varsity. We are in one of my man's rooms, first floor. We all had pulled a couple hits. And the thing was fairly short. It felt like it was hours, but in reality, it was probably 20 to 30 minutes tripping, right? At most. So my thing just felt like an adventure. So an episode of Adventure Time, really. That's what it looked like. I saw mad colors. I saw mad stuff. I just sat there in a room. I saw a whole lot of things going all over the place. I saw a whole lot of colors. Cool, right? So I did that and I sobered up quite quickly because I didn't have as much as everyone else. It was very mild. And I still question if I saw the things I saw. But anyway, moving on. One of the mandem now had a bad ass trip because he started hyperventilating, screaming to the mandem like, hey, guys, why is the room getting smaller? He ran to the corner of the room. He started holding his head and we were trying to calm him down. Man wanted to fight us. Then he jumped out the window, bro.
I'm and jumping out the floor. Window with this one. Jumping out the window. Whoa.
A window.
Exe.
Why is there a round hook for everything we say? There's a round hook for everything we say.
And the worst thing is, because now he had a bad trip, that everyone was mid-trip and everyone started freaking out like, oh, he's dead. And I was and people was the one dude started crying. He was like, oh, he has such a good life, he has such potential. Wow. And I'm like, yes. And I'm like, niggas, do we not want to look outside the window to just see where he landed? Sambuka pants, and the guy is on his back. There's like, yo, that was far. oh, that's four. I need to hit the window. And like, we went downstairs and we got him, but obviously everyone had to come off. So it was like 20 minutes. He was lying there by himself because everyone was pretty much discombobulated and they couldn't move. 20 minutes, niggas are crying. I'm trying to tell these niggas, Ulana, he's just talking to himself. Ulana, he's like, right here, it's the first floor, it's not four. And the niggas are like, oh no, he's crying. Bro, yes. And they're like, oh, what are we going to tell his sister? Oh my God. And then one nigga's like, oh man, his sister's so sweet. I always wanted to, but I guess now I can. Bro, niggas were saying everything, bro. Niggas were saying everything.
Shrooms is a truth serum.
And then niggas started, bro, not, yeah. I won't necessarily, I just think that the equilibrium was imbalanced because niggas were tripping well until it's like a small hot room in the middle of Peter Maritzburg and like, Feb, bro, like where summer's peak. So obviously, like your environment.
Wait. Thing. Sorry. You had shrooms from PMP.
I don't know where they were from. I just know that
that's why. It's PMP, bro. That's the only reason. Don't go there, bro. Like, don't.
You were studying there,
bro. No, bro.
You were studying there. He had no choice.
But wait. The point is, it was a mess, dude. It was such a mess. And the thing is, dude, that thing, like psychedelics, dude, you really had to be in a good environment. Because the next time I had it, I was at the beach and it was peak. It was so good. I felt so much understanding.
Yeah, they're nice when you're outside.
Yeah, when you're in nature, but bro, like when you're in a cramped room, no.
I heard that you have to be in a good mental space and, you know, everything.
Yes, as well. Yeah.
I wouldn't say everything
has to go right with your life.
Not with your life, but with your mental states at the moment.
Man, you can't, the worst thing you can ever do is to, like, be drinking and smoking, then jump on shrooms. You'll be fucked.
You're meeting your grandma, boy.
You need to detox before you do shrooms. You need to like go shit, take everything out of your body, and then, bro, get your shit together, jog, drink lots of fluids, gym.
The only thing I'd advise you to ever pair shrooms with is weed. Don't pair it with alcohol, bro. You're really gonna fucking trip.
I will never pair shrooms with shit. I want to actually drink.
You need to pair it with weed. It makes it better with weed.
I want to drink shrooms too.
Drink shrooms.
Hey, that's some chakra stuff. That's some chakra stuff, bro. That's some proper chakra stuff, bro. Niggas drinking shrooms. Sensational.
Aye, sis.
Next thing you'll see, I'll fall under psychosis here. Or what? hypnosis, huh? Psychosis, hypnosis. Uncle Ruckus.
The nigga will use words he don't really know.
Yo, man. Once again, man, there's no other podcast in the world where you can hear so much substanceless shit with niggas who feel like they know what they're talking about.
And bro. And literally, at the beginning of the episode, who do we start speaking about? We started with J. Cole. And literally, I just want to cap this all off by saying, Cole World, no blankets. That's what the episode's about. Cole World, no blankets.
Sensational. Bro, you know what's more even sensational is that how niggas will hype each other up even off the same cock.
That's facts.
Hey, boy, niggas will hype each other. Hey. Niggas will carry you hard. But anyway, gents, as always, man, this was a great time. Listen, you know where you are, you know what this is, and you know what it is.
Hey, gang, where's you doing today, gang?
Hey, Bavaria chill. Whoa, he's still talking.
You couldn't do.
Listen. Let me just close this. You know what this was? You know what this is? you know what this will always Man said in a slow motion, the aliens really did abduct him. But anyway, you know what this was, you know what this is, you know what this always will motherfucking be. The Let Me Mansplain podcast, the most sensational podcast.
Sensational.
We out.
We out.